Om Shanti. Yeah, thanks very much for the illustrious introduction. So thanks very much and welcome to our session on the world in transition. And I'll talk a little bit what's going on in the world. And but technology is on strike. All right. Brother, can we switch off this light? Can you switch off this light? Thank you. Can you see? Yeah. So if we look, the world is really in trouble. A lot of problems are going on. And, So if we look at the world right now, we can see that really the world is changing rapidly in front of our eyes. The first topic is wars. And if you look, if you are reading the newspaper, some of you still read newspapers. Sometimes you look TV. Yeah, very good. I do it regular. You know, Baba said you have to forget the whole world and your body and what's going on here. But on the other side, he also says you should not be a totally Buddha, you know, like ignorant what's happening in the world. Because then if you give a talk and you don't know that a war has broken out or something like that, people will think you are too much aloof. So if we look in the world, we can see that a lot of geopolitical tension is there. Last week, a very powerful big country, which I'm not naming, has seized the president of a very small, innocent country, which I also will not name. Now this big country wants to grab another country, which is an island covered in ice, which I also will not name. So a lot of tension is going on in the world, a lot of wars, and it seems the world order as we know it, with United Nations, with global security, global trade, multi organizations like UN, this, that, it's coming to an end. And the world becomes like cowboy land. Those who have the biggest gun, they can grab whatever they want to do. That looks like a little bit like that. It's a bit shocking. And if you count the numbers of war and conflicts, you can see it's steadily increasing over the years. And India also has a fair share of tension with Pakistan and with China. Taiwan with China. Asia has a lot of tension now everywhere. And Europe, anyhow, and now also Middle America, South America, and even in the Arctic. So the Earth is in trouble. Tension everywhere. But we also have a problem of overpopulation. India is now, who knows it? How many people in India? Who knows it? 1.5 billion people live in India. And we're very, very lucky in Mount Abu because it's one of the places which is sparsely populated, you know? Because here on the mountain, we don't have so many people. But you go in some areas of India, people everywhere. Very, very highly populated now. And that's a big problem because all these people want food, they want energy, they want travel, they want mobile phones and whatnot. So it's getting very tricky to feed all those many people and produce energy for all of them. Of course, because of all that, we're burning fossil fuels, coal, oil, gas, and we're cutting all the forests, and that's why we have climate change. Because we're burning and burning and burning, and we're changing the atmosphere, and it's slowly getting hotter. And it's not only getting hotter, it's getting more extreme all over the world. And some of you are from Vietnam, some of you from other places, and I think wherever you are, you experience some change in climate already. You can feel it getting more hot. Australia, for example, has an incredible heat wave and they have forest fires right now. Big, big, big forest fire. And David Bai, just as in Lura, in Yarra Valley, in near Melbourne, and there was red alert. So they told to all the residents of the retreat place, you keep all your stuff in one suitcase. All your money, passport, the cloth which you like most, your notebook, and your valuables. And when the phone call comes, you jump in the car with that suitcase and you dash away from the property towards that and that location. And he says, we give you one call and then you have to be away within 10 minutes. That's what's happening in the world now, you know. And you might come back and everything is burnt, you know. So in Australia already, more than 150 houses got burnt and big danger, forest fires. And on another part of the country, in the north, a cyclone is coming and rain and rain and rain and flooding. So this is what Baba says, Vinash will also come through nature. And you can see how preparations are everywhere. We have also a lot of environmental problems because of that, not only climate change, but we have loss of biodiversity. Animals are disappearing. Trees are disappearing, you know. Deforestation is going on all over the world. So it's a very sad story. Who loves nature very much? Everybody loves nature. Sometimes you see destruction of nature, your heart is a little bit crying. Yeah. I have seen it several times, you know. I was just now in the Amazon, in the forest, in the jungle. And we went with a boat from Belém. There was climate conference. And we went with a boat into the forest, through the river, into the jungle, in the Amazon's jungle. And then we walked for 10 minutes and there was one of these huge trees, you know, 400 years old. It was huge. I mean, the roots started there and there. And it was all one huge tree, 60 meters height. A monster. And the fellow who lived nearby, he told us the last old big tree left over on this island. He says all other trees have been cut long time ago. And they only cut not this tree because transportation from the island was such a problem. So all the mother trees, the old big trees, many of them is gone. And they say the Amazonas, already 20% is cut and 20% is damaged. 40% already gone. And the whole Amazonas is at the brink of collapse and change from tropical rainforest into a dry savanna, into a steppe. Can you imagine? That's what's happening, you know. That's our planet. So a lot of environmental problems, but also economic crisis. You can feel that money is a little bit more tight nowadays. Money is getting more tight. I remember when I was young in Germany, very easy to get a job. You know, you worked for 6 months or 3 months, and then I bought a one-way ticket to Jamaica, and I stayed. I stayed almost a year in Jamaica. That was the life in those days. And you come back, you get a job. You know, it was very easy. Now things have changed. Jobs are not so easy. Cost of living is going up. No? Food prices are going up. Energy prices are going up. Economic crisis is tightening all over the world. Everywhere. It's a global phenomenon. We have, because of that, also deepening social and economic inequality. A lot of poor people and very handful of very, very rich people which own everything. In America, I think 80% of the wealth is owned by 4% of the top people. And the rest of the people have 20% of the wealth. 95% of the people have the rest. So inequality is rising also. Then also we have pandemics. You know, we had Corona, but any other can happen anytime. So the world is in trouble. It's changing rapidly. Also here in India, so many changes are happening everywhere, you know. So if we look a little bit what's happening in the area of climate change, I was just recently at the climate conference in Belém, and the latest news are shocking. Our world is dying in front of our eyes. And the global temperature is going up every year. You might not feel like that because sometimes it becomes extremely cold and sometimes extremely hot, but the average temperature is going up, going up, going up, going up. And we're heading right now to 3 degrees global warming. At the moment we have 1.5, and the weather is already changing all over the world. If we go to 3 degrees, food production will collapse, global trade will collapse, all coastal cities will be flooded, all coastal cities around the world will be flooded, and 90% of humanity will die because of shortage of food if temperature goes up 3 degrees, because global food production will collapse. And only some places, very small areas, is where human life can still thrive. And we can still produce food and all these kind of things. So they say 80 to 90% of human population will go if the temperature change is going on as it is going on right now. So what happened is, because at the moment we're still not reducing the emissions, we're still producing more power, more carbon, we're burning more trees, cutting more trees, we're producing more power by coal and by gas and by oil. And because of that, temperature are rising. So, okay, here we have now 1.5 degrees, and because of that, more and worse storms all over the world. You know, more cyclones, more typhoons, more hurricanes. And because of that, also, more and worse forest fires. Last year in Canada, 2,000 forest fires. So the world is literally on fire. And because of that, more and more animal extinction. And that causes also, the heat causes also big problem for human health. If there's a big heat wave, usually old people and children, they suffer. And those who are sick, they die because they cannot deal with the heat. Last year I was in Delhi and we broke temperature record in Delhi, 52.7 degrees. Can you imagine 52.7 degrees in New Delhi, in the city? You got cooked. If you don't have an air conditioned, very difficult. Nighttime temperature came down to 35 degrees. You cannot sleep in 35 degrees. It's like sauna. So poor people, they don't have air condition. You know, majority don't have air condition. It's very costly. Electricity also very costly. So this is what is happening already. And last year in India, coffee harvest in South India damaged. Fruits, mango harvest also damaged. And last 4 months ago in Punjab, in Haryana, big flooding. And 60% of rice and wheat gone, of harvest is gone, because of flooding in Punjab and Haryana. So where the food is coming, you know? So that is why food prices are going up. And Baba says, children, keep some stock at home. Who is some food stock at home in center? You all have? Okay, check it. Don't become slack. I know we're doing this in many years and so many messy situations with the food stock. Sometimes it got bad, but try to have it in mind, you know. So, and because all of this happening, we have also more droughts all over the world. And situation is accelerating. And because of global warming, also seawater level is rising. If all the ice is melting, all glaciers and all the ice is melting, seawater level will go up 60 meters. Who's living near to the ocean? Hands up. Okay, only few hands are going up. You better move. 60 meters, seawater level rise. All big coastal cities, New York, London, Amsterdam, Buenos Aires, Sydney, Melbourne, they will all go underwater. All coastal areas will go underwater because so much water is being stored in the ice. And all these changes are happening right now in front of our eyes. And because of the ice melting, it's very interesting, the North Pole and the Arctic, they become more lightweight because the water, the ice, becomes water, and the water goes to the equator because the Earth spins. So the weight, is automatic. Very good. So the weight distribution of planet Earth is changing. You know, the weight of the ice is less, so the Earth relaxes and the water flows to the equator. And because the Earth is relaxing, we have more earthquakes and more volcano eruption. If you Google is number of earthquakes and volcano eruption increasing in the last decade? Ask AI. You know AI? Who knows AI? AI is very good. My talk is all AI. So if you ask, you will see that the numbers are going up. So Baba said Vinash is happening and there will be signs like signal, and you can see them right now in front of your eyes. 10 years ago it was different. So it's come closer to us. We're very lucky. We can travel, we can do all these kind of things, what we want to do. So now I can see very serious faces. Nobody is smiling because Vinash is happening and we're all going to leave the body. But we have to be very, very optimistic. You see, and here we have two animals. One is a big elephant and one is a small monkey. And both are extremely optimistic. Elephant is already flying through the air graciously and believes that monkey can catch him. And little monkey says, "You, I will catch the elephant." So both animals are extremely optimistic. So the elephant is the BKs, the monkey is Bab Dada, and we are in the middle of nowhere of Sangam Yoga. Not in our body, but not yet in soul world. So we are flying and we only know Baba will catch us. You know? It's quite something. You have to be actually quite adventurous to do that. So we are in difficult times and this is our greatest opportunity for all of us. It's actually a chance to rise and to transform. And all this what we see in the world, we should not be... Who's a little bit scared about all these things? Anybody's a little bit scared, slightly, just a little bit? Okay, a little bit, yeah. It's scary. It is scary. So we should take this as a chance, you know? And we should not reject it. We should embrace it and say, this is the wonderful drama. And I remember Bridge Mohan says, he once said, drama is very good. And then he said, and if something bad is happening, that is also very good. And now a lot of bad stuff is happening. Also in Brahmin family, a lot of... brothers and sisters get sick. A lot of brothers and sisters, they die. I just got the news, one brother from Australia. He's 25 years in Guyana. I think his name was Greg. He's an architect. And he did 25 years in Guyana. He designed many retreat centers, Baba room, this and that. And he was in Yarra Valley Retreat Center near Melbourne. This Baba's new retreat center. And he was coming and helping with some design. And then this rain gutter, you know, where the water comes from the roof, that was full of leaves. So he put the ladder there, not very high, like a ground floor, you know, like 4 or 5 meters maybe. And he cleaned the leaves out of that gutter. And somehow the ladder, and he fell down from the ladder with his head. The ambulance came, they put him in the helicopter, flown him to the hospital, and he died. Just like that. And I was cutting a tree backside over here behind solar house where I stay. And I was 8 meters on top, very shaky. And immediately I stopped all work and I says, I will do some yoga now before I cut further the tree in 8 meters height, because I don't want to fall down. Suddenly something can happen, you know. So this transformation and these changes, they can affect us really directly. Also the Brahmin family, you know. But also if you look in the world, so many people, they suffer, they die. A lot of dramas are going on. So now for us is the time to become loving and detached. So let us have a short reflection for 2-3 minutes. And do a little bit meditation. Om Shanti. So I can see the world changing in front of my eyes. And a lot of bad stuff is going on. But this is the drama. I'm detaching myself. Become very loving. I'm floating out of my body and watching from above. I am a detached observer. I'm not this body, and this world is actually not my home. It's my temporary residence, which is undergoing renovation. So I send good vibration to the world and to all the souls. And all my fear, my anxiety of seeing things, observing things, I give it to Baba. I relax. I am free. I am a free bird. Nothing can happen to me. I feel very light. Om Shanti. So, now we have passed the first stage to become loving and detached what's going on in the world. Now the big question is, what can be done on a practical way? Because we still are in our body and we still have to do things. So, I'm since 20 years in Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. And we are going to UN conferences and many other conferences, and we meet people. And they're not Brahmins. They're scientists, activists, politicians, young people, old people, people from other faith organizations, and they all want to save the planet Earth. So we're going there and trying to spread message of hope and love. And we try to raise awareness. We promote action for clean technologies and benefit of nature. And we promote meditation to change the mindset, become vegetarian, become loving and compassionate. And Brahma Kumaris is going since many years to UN climate conferences. You see here, these are all the conferences we are going. United Nations for Climate, United Nations Environment Program, United Nations for Ocean, United Nations for Biodiversity and for Climate Change. And these are all global conferences. And the biggest conference is the UN Conference on Climate Change, which happens every year, where 190 countries come together. Well, one country less. One country just left. Who is that country? Who left the UN Climate Change Conference? America. I cannot say it, I'm on stage, but you can say it. America just left our President Trump belief that climate change is a hoax created by the Chinese to take over. So, but all the others come together and they try to discuss how to fix the problem. And Brahma Kumaris is going there, and I have a little video made as a summary of what actually happens at the climate conference. So we had 24 live interviews in our studio. We had four cameras and one room, and one brother came with us from Madhuban, Burhanbhai. And we set up a makeshift studio with lights and everything, quite professional. And we took everything in our luggage, so you can imagine. And this video and the studio, we have 2.5 million viewers in YouTube. 2.5 million viewers in YouTube. And Baba said at the end, Baba's message will go through newspapers and social media. So we're trying since 3 years. 3 years ago we had 50,000 viewers. Last year we had 500,000 viewers. Now we have 2.5 million viewers on our YouTube channel seeing these videos and seeing the interviews and seeing Baba's message. So the climate conference is a very beautiful bridge for Brahmins to go there, but all the UN conferences, and we meet so many. You know, people who run organizations, NGOs, politicians, religious leaders, everybody's there. Buddhist, the Vatican, from India, gurus, the Protestant church is there. In our studio, we interviewed the bishop from Stockholm and from Quaker religion, Muslim people all over the world. Big diversity, young people, old people, scientists, politicians, activists. And it's very interesting to see also how the mindset of people is shifting. And because the situation is so dramatic, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. And basically our world is now in a very delicate situation. You know, the system is flipping. So it's time for us Brahmins to become powerful and to become strong. Because we will be also affected. And Baba says, I will look after my children. You will get one chapati per day. That is good, huh? It's a very good diet. Huh? So that is weight control, automatic. So, so that's why Baba says, keep some food. So these conferences, climate conference, but also the other UN conferences, fantastic way to go out, to reach out. We will do also one environmental retreat in Sweden in June. And we will do one big retreat, green retreat environment in Oxford in first week of September, where we try to invite all our VIP contacts. And slowly, people are appreciating the presence of Brahma Kumaris at these conferences. You know, when we started 20 years ago, people were looking at us and said, what are these funny yogis doing here? You know, white dress and esoteric. And they told us, we don't need this. We take money, technology and strategy, and we fix any problem in the world. Now, 20 years later, no money can fix it, no strategy can fix it, and no technology can fix it. So that's where the knowledge and the strategy of Brahma Kumaris comes in, you know? Baba many times spoke about these times, and it's very exciting to experience that transition and how slowly people responding more and more to you and accept you on such kind of conferences, you know? So, I spoke about practical, what you can do, and we also have a very extensive renewable energy program in Brahma Kumaris. The power for this comes from solar, for this projector and this, and the sound is from solar connection. And backside here we have 300 kilowatt photovoltaic On the kitchen, we have big solar system. We're cooking partly by solar power. And we're installing right now another 400 kilowatt and install new inverters with 700 kilowatt. And next time you come, Gyan Sarovar will run 100% on solar power. $400,000 US dollars, this project. So Baba is arranging quite some money to get these projects done. And Shantivan also, we have increased the power, and Pandavavan also. So Baba makes all these places fit for the future, because there will be more power cuts in future. Electricity will come, will go, like that. And Brahma Kumaris is the biggest institutional user of solar in India already. And many of our centers have a solar system. And we are promoting that also in the centers in India. And many of our retreat centers around the world also have now a solar system. Here's the system on rooftop. If you go dining hall, just go one floor up and you see the system. So what we do is we produce 200 kilowatt electricity. It goes into the inverters and then the batteries. And from there, the electricity we send into the kitchen. And there are big cooking vessels. And we're cooking by the power of sun. Using that in ORC, Om Shanti Retreat Center, we're doing since 1 year. We're doing here since 2 years in ORC. Since 6 months, we're cooking induction cooking vessels. Also here in Gyan Sarovar, very successful. Shantivan, of course, is much, much bigger. There we have also solar cooking system here, photovoltaic. And some of our power comes also from India One power station. This was a big project, 12 million euros, financed by German government, financed by Indian government, financed by Yagya. And we built this power plant, commissioned it 8 years ago. We worked for 8 years on this project. I lost all my hairs. This was quite dramatic. Imagine you're a German coming to India. And then sometimes no money. Sometimes technology is not clear. Sometimes people are very special, you know. So you're facing all sorts of dramas and karmas. But the beauty was that daddies were always supporting these projects. So we were able to do it. It was the biggest project of Yagya, you know. Huh? Fantastic. Yeah, big, 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 big job. And a lot of energy went in. I mean, physical power also. And so this is 1 megawatt solar power with 770 dishes with storage. And now we add it on top here and here. We added also more photovoltaic, and now we produce photovoltaic and solar thermal, and we produce most of the power of Shantivan campus also from this plant. Here's a new biogas plant also in Shantivan, which we inaugurated last year. And all the waste now from Gyan Sarovar, Pandavavan, Shantivan goes to that biogas plant, and there we segregate the waste. Plastic we sell, paper we sell, glass we sell, metal we sell, and the organic waste goes into this big digester, and there we are going to ferment it, and we create biogas. And the biogas we are using for transportation, for vehicle, or for generator, 50 kilowatt generator for 8 hours. We produce electricity with the waste, and we sell all the other stuff. Of course, the municipality of Abu Road, they immediately came and says, "You please, Brahma Kumaris, you also build one plant for us like that." We told them, you get land and you take the money and sanction, we will give you design. But so far nothing has happened, you know. It takes some power to do it, you know. And one brother from Germany, Klaus Peter, he gave the design. He's a engineer and building biogas since 15 years in India. So he gave latest technology. So we can see Brahma Kumaris is doing a lot, and clean technology is available, funds are available, and it's also the need of the time that we do this. What stops us? Why we're not doing it? Technology is there, money is there, why we're not doing it? Huh? Come on, any idea? Why we're not using all this on a very big scale? Very shy, silent, introverted, angelic. Yes, speak, brother. Huh? Yeah. Bit more personal, spiritual. No. Manpower is there. So much manpower. Chen. No? From China. Too much manpower. In China. Too much manpower in India. It's a spiritual reason. Come on. You hear it every day in the Moli. Speak. It's written there. Funds are available. Money's there. Okay. You don't get it. So, I give you the reason. We lost connection to our inner goodness, to ethics and values. It's greed, profit. And it's an old mindset which has been corrupted after a long time. And we lost connection to our inner goodness. So let's have a short reflection now that we can reveal our true potential and that we can do whatever we like to do. So I'm concentrated. Let's have 3 minutes reflection. I'm concentrating in the middle of my forehead, and I've seen so much good technologies there. And Brahma Kumaris by Drama is doing so many good things in solar, reforestation and so on. And we're going also to all the conferences. And our aim is to help people to reconnect to their inner goodness, to their inner strength. Once I connect to my inner strength, everything is possible. Whatever I like to do, I can do it. It is also the time now to act. We've seen that the world is in a very tricky situation. We can see technology is there. And on a small scale, whatever we like to, in my house, in my center, in the retreat place, I can implement it. I can use less plastic, reduce my consumption, change my mindset towards the environment and become a protector of nature. Om Shanti. So now we have seen that so many problems, they are in the world because people and also us, we have lost connection to our inner power, to our inner goodness. And so now the big question is how to connect to my inner goodness and my inner strength. And I would like to share with you about my very special daddy, our Daddy Janki. Who has met Daddy Janki? Most of you have met, yeah, wonderful. So Daddy was a real source of inspiration, very powerful. One time I had no money in solar project, you know, like big number of bills, $100,000 bills. And I went to Ramesh Bhai. At that time, Ramesh Bhai was in charge of finances. And Ramesh Bhai said, I have no money. Go. And I'm like, because, you know, we bought companies, they know Brahma Kumaris. So we bought steel, we bought this, that, for the India One project on credit. And after 2 weeks, you pay. So we bought, and then you come with the bills, and then Ramesh Bhai says, I have no money. So I went to Daddy Janki. I said, Daddy, there's no money. Wah, 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 wah. And Daddy was looking at me, and she was smiling. And she was nodding. And then Daddy said, Daddy will help. Don't worry. So she organized some money. Then after 1 week, Ramesh Bhai called. He says, come, bring all the bills. So I brought all the bills. And Ramesh Bhai called one brother and says, make payment. Pay all the bills. $100,000, not a small thing. It's a lot of money in India. So Daddy was very practical. Very practical, very supportive. But she was also like an angel. And very powerful. Very powerful. And very knowledgeful. And she gave one time explanation about karma. She says, the problem, one of the big problems in the world is we understand the problem, but we're not able to fix it because of karma in between us and the action. So she said there are three signs of karma. So she said the first sign is you want something and it does not happen. Does this resonate with you? You want something, it doesn't happen. I always wanted to become a famous opera singer. So when I was young, in bathroom, I was singing, you know, like that. Right? Much better, of course. And then my mom came and she hit the door and she says, stop it! And my promising career as an opera singer drastically was cut short. I never made it. I never made it, you know. I wanted to become, but it did not happen. You sometimes have this experience. You want more money, you want more recognition, you want to look better. Who wants to look a little bit better? Hands up. My nose is not very good. I want different. Anybody wants to look a little better? Be honest. Come on. Young sisters. they are laughing, but they're not lifting their hand. Of course, we all want to improve and become better. We want to have more money on the bank account. Who wants to have more money on bank account? Come on. It's very nice. It's very good. Yeah, we want to have more money, but it's not happening. Why? Why is it not happening? It's written there because of karma. Then the second reason for karma is suddenly something happens to you. This brother in Australia, no? He fell down from the tree suddenly and died. This happens sometimes, you get sick, you miss the plane, your car has a puncture, your roof is leaking. Sometimes it happens. You sit down and the Indian kurta pajama, and suddenly you realize, oh my God. And you become very careful not to show your backside to anybody. Yeah, suddenly something happens to you. And thirdly, you are suffering in interaction with relatives or friends or members of the famous Brahma Kumaris. This happens sometimes, you're suffering in interaction. They don't give respect. They don't recognize you. He's always taking your parking space in front of the center. Again, he has taken the shawl from the cupboard, which is your personal shawl. And you told him already 5 times, don't take that shawl, take that shawl. This happens sometimes, these things. So if that happens, you have karmical account on you. You want something, it's not happening. We want to fix the world, it's not happening. Who wants to become perfect immediately? Hands up, come on. Hands up. Hands up. Who wants to become perfect? Daddy Junkie is watching from above. She's counting. Good. But it's not happening immediately, no? Huh? We're struggling because of karma. Now you may ask, where is the karma? Where is the karma? Where is the karma? Where is the karma? Huh? I show you. Science is very smart. So science is making since 30, 40 years photographs of your aura. This down here is called Killerian photography. This is your aura. Some people aura very big, some people aura very small. If you are sick, your aura has a dent. And then this organ also becomes sick after some time. If your aura can also change color. Oh. Wow. So sometimes the aura is very red color. Now, what is red color aura means? That person is very angry. We all know it. Always when I ask these questions, everybody says angry. Because we know it. If somebody becomes angry, the aura becomes red. If somebody is very peaceful, it becomes up, bluish, or pink color, or orange. Very peace. You know? So our aura is changing with our emotion, and our karma, our actions, directly stored in form of vibration in our aura. So whatever I do, Baba says, is recorded with the soul. It's not recorded in the tiny point of light, it's recorded in the energy field around us, in our aura. And the funny thing is, when you leave the body, what happens with your aura? You take it with you. Because when the body stops, soul and aura energy field still exist. Next birth, you take all the old stuff with you. That's so nice, no? That's why karma goes over many generations and it's in your energy field. Now, how to crack that? How to heal your aura? That is said, regular meditation. Because what happened in the meditation, you connect to Baba and allow Baba's light to come. No? Baba is light. And you allow the light to come into your own aura. And it enters here. No? Usually here. And often we're a bit stuck here. You know, sometimes you're stuck here or here. You can feel in meditation, energy is not going down. So slowly, slowly, we can mentally help. I say, Baba's light is coming. Slowly it is entering my own aura, my energy field. And I'm starting to heal myself, expanding my aura. And I heal my chakras. And I heal my trigger points, my darkness. And the light slowly chasing away the darkness, it means transforming my old karma in from darkness into light. And I only can become soul conscious and an angel once I have got rid of most of the dark spots in my energy field. As long as I have a lot of karma sitting there, I'm stuck literally in the body. So I have to transcend, I have to transform my aura, heal my own aura first, step by step. And that is by allowing Baba's light to come inside and slowly transform it. No? And there's a lot of scientific evidence also. You want to take photo of that. Okay, photo. Okay. So there's a lot of scientific evidence also. Since 30 years, science is doing a lot of research. And you can do Google also. Quantum physics, meditation and CT scan. And they made analyses of the brain, and they found out if you meditate regular, so there's a lot of beautiful evidence of the power of meditation. So what they found out, when you regularly meditate, you love yourself, you love others, so your social competence is increasing. It deepens relaxation and health, but increases the number of brain cells and the activity in your brain. And that's very interesting, because normally when you become older, the brain activity is decreasing. So when you meditate, your brain activity is increasing again, and the number of brain cells is growing again. And that helps you to change habits and awareness. And that's why now so many company coaches, they advertise mindfulness meditation, because they found out it actually changes people in a good way. But there's something more which is very, very important for us to understand. Meditation not only influences our awareness and our action. The vibration the soul creates through the astral body directly radiates into the physical world. We are connected all the time. Whatever we see in the world is a mirror of the state of my mind. How I observe the world shines back to me. And the world is as it is, and my personal situation is as it is, exactly because I want it to be exactly in that way, the good things and the bad things. And we have a very beautiful example, sustainable yogic farming. You've heard about this, sustainable yogic farming? So we have very beautiful experiments we did with carrots, for example. And in Shantivan, in Tapovan, if you have time, please go and visit Tapovan, our yogic farming. And what happened is, we give love to the carrots and love to the seeds, love to the water and love to the earth. We says, you're very good, we love you, you will grow very good, nothing can happen to you. And in the middle are the yogic carrots, very yummy. And you can see they are the biggest. And we've given all type of carrots for analyzers to laboratory. And the interesting thing is, they have the highest content of vitamins and the highest nutrition is the yogic carrots. Same thing happens to wheat, you can see with meditation, without meditation. And there's the webpage, yogiketi.org, it's also in English. And you find a lot of information and can download some reports and brochures. And now it's done by Brother Raju and Brother Sumant here in Pandavaram. Raju Bhai, who is doing the mulis. And it's the rural wing. And they're now identifying 80 farms in India. We've worked with farmers in Gujarat, 5,000 farmers for 10 years. Now we identify farms, and Indian Ministry of Agriculture is interested to use yogic farming also on a bigger scale. Isn't this interesting? When I love the plants, when I love nature, it is responding. Isn't that nice? And there's a famous guy, he said, Leonardo da Vinci realized everything connects to everything. What does it mean? Science is at the moment establishing a new paradigm about consciousness. They say our consciousness is connected to quantum field. There's a field of vibration. And in quantum field, it creates reality. So reality is existing in front of us because we observe it all the time. And Baba says, if you become a point, what will happen? A new world will be established. Because matter reacts. Because we are master over matter. And we are creators. So when you become pure, you send that pure soul conscious drishti into physical realm, matter will be purified. And that's how the mind transform this old world into a beautiful new world. And this will happen in a blink of an eye. And that's because the soul is the master of matter. Baba many times in Murli says about that. So imagine what a power you have. Can you imagine that you're so powerful? We're all magicians. Who believes he's a magician? Hands up, come on. Hands up. If you believe it, you will become it. If you don't believe it, you won't become it. It's very easy. So believe you're a magician and you have superpowers. Do you believe you're a super yogi who can make magic? Yes, very good. If you believe that, you're going to become it. Because that's what Baba said, if you purify the self, you unlock your true potential to become master over matter. Because whatever we see, it's our creation. We observe the world and the world exists. If we change vibration, if we change the way how we observe it and how we project energy to other BKs, into the plants, into the physical world, the moment we change our inner attitude, the moment we see Satyuga in our third eye, the vision of paradise, the moment we do that, the moment we heal our heart, we become a healer of this dreadful old world. And the moment we are visualizing a perfect world, we imagine a perfect world, then we are creating it in our mind. And once we are starting to create it in our mind, we create the energy field. The energy goes out, the drishti goes out, and drishti is vibration. Matter is also vibration. Science is very clear about that, it's energy. So our soul energy is higher, is the creative energy. Matter is absorption of that energy. Matter is following the drishti of all of us, of our collective drishti. So we are all masters. You agree? All masters. Masters of the universe. Yeah! Once we had a cultural program, many, many years ago, 30 years ago, and there was on stage was a drama. You know, I think the Australians, they made it. And there was one sister, you know, and Ravan was there and attacking her. And he was in black, all dressed in black. It was a drama. And the sister was in white. And she was like, oh. And Ravan was like, ooh. And we were all looking like that. And then they put a wire from one of the windows of Om Shanti Bhavan to the stage. And one brother was hanging on a roller. Can you imagine how crazy? And he was dressed in Superman cape, you know, blue with a cape. And he had this triangle and he had a big headband with a big Shiv Baba on top. And this sister, she was saying, oh, Baba, Baba, please help me, please help me. And then a voice said, I will send my super yogi. And then this brother came on this rope, flying on stage. And then Ravan got totally scared. And the brother had a little light here and a battery. So he came to Ravan and he switched the battery and the light blink, blink. And Ravan had to run away. So with this little story from the past, you understand what is our job. We have to switch on the light and send this vibration into the world. And that's what Baba says is Mansa Seva, the most powerful service you can do with your mind. And then the most important ingredient is love. If you love yourself, you love the drama, you love the situation, you love all the other Brahmins, especially those with whom you have some dreadful karmic accounts, you give them good wishes and everybody will become perfect, then we create the world of peace, harmony and beauty. So what we have to do is We have to reach out and bring the light. Can we all do that? Let's have a 2 minutes reflection. Om Shanti. So I just heard that my mind is controlling the physical universe. I am a super yogi and I am master over the world. Wow, this is very, very powerful stuff. My thoughts, my emotions, and my feelings, they reach out. I am love. I am peace. And I am bliss. And I'm sending this to the world, to all the souls which are facing problems. I send this vibration to nature, to the trees, to the air, to the water, and to the earth. I send love and compassion to the animals, my friends. I am a healer. Baba's light is coming into my astral body. I'm chasing away the darkness in my system. I become shiny. I become very bright. And I'm sending the light to the world. I am a healer of myself. And I am a healer of the world. I am a master and a creator. Nothing to worry. Everything is good and will become even better. Very, very, very good. Om Shanti. So, this was a short journey through a world in transition. And I gave you some glimpses where the world is right now. The world is in trouble. And the signals are all over. It's not only in the world, also in the yajna. No? When I came, Bab Dada was coming every third night in Pandav Bhavan. And we met Baba on stage very easy, got personal message and all these things. Now Daddy Gulzar is gone. Daddy Kumaka gone, Daddy Janki gone, Ratan Mohini, all daddies are gone. Now all senior brothers are gone. You know? And Yajna is also in its last chapter. Last chapter means I have to become an angel as much as fast as possible as I can do. So time is calling us. And we are all doing according to our capacity. And we are all together in this journey. And whatever vibration we collectively create in meditation, it is radiating out and it has an impact. Every thought, every emotion has an impact, affecting our own aura, but also affecting our own vibrational level and reaching to other souls. This is why Baba says purity is not only in action, it is also in the mind, which is a big thing. So, becoming soul conscious, see the other as a soul and have good wishes for each and everybody. So here you will find some were paid. You found. Toda light imala ofkaro. Bobre, bobre, bobre. Ah. So here you find some web pages. EchoBrahmaKumaris.org. This is the web page where you can find all information. I also brought some of our brochures, which I will put in front. So whoever is interested in having like a little bit more information on our environment initiative, we also have a newsletter. We send every 2 months, and so far we have 1,000 centers and Brahmins on the newsletter, on the environment newsletter. And here's our brochure. It's called Creating a Climate for Change. And you can take it. On the back side is our email and our contact. And you can, if you have a question or you want to know anything, you can send us your question or your inspiration. And we have also information on solar. And we have also a meditation platform called Yogis for Future. So I hope you have been inspired. And now you understand you're all super yogis. And you can fly actually to the air. Okay, thank you very much, and Om Shanti.